Welcome to Panel Beaters, the show with no winners, only survivors. I'm Death, the Grim Reaper. You're about to hear four comedians battle it out in front of a live audience in an effort to win my favour. And in the end, one of them will die. It's like the Hunger Games, except the contestants aren't all inexplicably attractive. Let the games begin.
Live from Derby, welcome to Panel Beaters! The panel show where there are no winners, only survivors. Our panelists battle it out, and then at the end, one of them is taken to the netherworld by Death himself.
Hello.
So, yeah, please, hello. Please welcome Death. A round of applause for Death. Yeah. And please welcome our panelists tonight. We'll start at this end. Sally Ann Hayward. Mike Newell. Peter Brush. And let's hear you, Richard McLean. Yeah. Everyone has a buzzer. That one's Sally. All right. Well, let's do this. Let's just crack straight on, shall we? Round one is the elevator pitch round. Let's start off with, what is your pitch for? Jobs it's okay for children to do. Just buzz in when you got something.
Play the role of children in films.
That is a very literal interpretation there. Although you are putting Jeanette Cranky out of work. Any more?
Frontline troops. Hear me out, hear me out.
I'm listening.
Yeah, thank you. Basically, if they can get close enough that the enemy doesn't realise that they're not real size.
Oh, I
they're
like
close,
it.
Close, yeah. That makes sense. Well,
yeah, yeah, no, that's excellent.
Yeah, perspective, that's the word I was looking
And also,
for.
If they shit themselves, they're wearing nappies anyway.
Right, that's Sally surging into an early lead.
I like this idea for a toddler army. That's
well, they do make iPhones. I wasn't sure if that was too dark, and then Sally went straight in with a child army, so yeah. I thought we're absolutely fine.
It's the opening question of the first round, and we opened with toddlers on the front line. I think we're safe. Don't worry about that. All right, crack. Let's try... what's your elevator pitch for? Ways to tell if a relationship is doomed.
All of the polls say your relationship is fine.
And that's the Polish people your wife is sleeping with.
Yeah. During sex, you start hearing things like, what I'm doing there, is that enjoyable? And would other people like that?
On a rating of 1 to 5.
Do you strongly agree? Agree slightly.
I think you're supposed to ask that in the bedroom anyway.
Yeah, but it shouldn't really be on a sliding scale with don't know as one of the options.
Any more?
When you're having an argument, you fantasise it's with someone else.
Now that is bleak. That's beautiful. I'll take that.
You keep seeing her with other men on your hidden webcam.
I'd similarly had a recent thing. I'm recently broken up, but I knew it was on its way out when I started introducing him as my current partner.
I think the only person who can call somebody their current partner without difficulties is a sultan, because technically their wife is a sultana.
You are so pleased with yourself.
I really am.
It's how happy it makes him that makes it sickening, isn't it?
I've had that in the back of my head for years, and it's just one of those things you think, that's never going to crop up. When will that ever happen?
Well, there you Derby go. On a Monday, I suppose.
Derby on a Monday is a pretty good approximation of never, to be honest. Now, has Derby got a slogan? Oh, did I see Enjoy Derby on the way in?
Yeah, because the word try to had rubbed off.
What's your elevator pitch for? Ideas for an eighth deadly sin.
Oh.
Go on.
No. Go on.
Sorry, is it hesitation?
Or politeness.
You go.
All right, then. Giving gift vouchers as presents.
Oh. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Oh, yeah. So that's lovely, Nana. Thank you for that. It's just slightly less versatile than actual money.
Also, gift vouchers expire in a year, much like the Nana's.
Bus drivers that don't give change.
Oh, look at that.
A fiver recently. I had a fiver, and it won't let me on.
Yeah. Is that right?
£5.
Yeah. Alright, let me know the time and the route.
You can tell them you can tell how well everyone is doing on this panel and you're like vouchers from your Nana and you still get the buses places.
I've got
you can tell everyone everyone's doing on the panel, because we're in Derby on a Monday. Yeah.
Eyelashes on cars. Thanks guys.
Yeah.
Can you imagine if you were run over by a car and the last thing you saw was a pair of fucking eyelashes?
What, is it winking at you? Is it mows you over?
Or if they just close?
Yeah. Yeah, when they're right off the car, does someone come up and just rub the hand over them? Yeah.
Are you death of cars as well now?
No, I've got a guy for that.
Next elevator pitch. Excuses the audience can use for not making work tomorrow.
Your dog's at your work clothes.
Because there was a mistake on the bus. Because what I was supposed to do was I was supposed to get the 102, but there was a mistake on the bus because what the bus said was we get an extra $350 million for the NHS. Every week.
That's the first political thing that's ever well done. Excellent.
Was it that you tried to get the bus, but you only had a fiver and he didn't have any change?
Excellent. All right. Any more of those?
You burnt your testicles. Drying them with your girlfriend's hairdryer.
She told me you did that.
Yeah.
Is that true?
I could hear the hairdryer going up there and I was like, is Mike blow drying his hair? And she went, no, he uses it on his dick and balls.
Is that like ironing? Does it get the creases out?
You need to use a straightener for that, don't you?
How does it feel, genuinely?
Oh, lovely.
Yeah.
Really?
I imagine it's like a maiden's breath on them.
Towel doesn't... It just doesn't work for me.
Talcum powder?
Talcum powder? What year is it?
Oh, yeah.
Talcum powder?
Not 50.
I've never been that inconvenienced by having damp knackers. That
It does beg the question, how deep are the crevices in your scrotum?
Wasn't that by the
Mariana Trench?
Let's move on. Right, ladies and gentlemen, that's the end of this round. All right, Death, how do you think they did?
Not a bad performance. Good work out of the gates, I think. Like Sally took an early lead, obviously, with the child soldier suggestion. You know, I'm always looking for ways I can increase my bottom line.
Our next round is You Know It's January When.
The gym's clogged up with fat people staring at I haven't even been it, staring at the machines in confusion.
My gym is full of thin people staring at me in confusion.
Thinking if only you could do what I do.
Excellent.
There's loads of milk on my elderly neighbour's doorstep. It's free milk.
Even though I'm holding mistletoe, it's now sexual assault.
Now that's an album title.
That's definitely someone's autobiography, isn't it?
Peter's. That was really from the heart. That was beautiful.
Well, I can right, only you write from the heart.
All right, you know it's January when?
The driving conditions mean it's only safe to text on the straight bits.
It's not really, it's more of a story.
That's all right.
Well, this is before I was born, so it was the 70s or 80s. My uncle used to be in prison for burglary. It's true. And drugs. And he was supposed to be... And you can actually tell where I got it from. So he was in prison for... He was supposed to be in prison for a minimum of 5 years, but they let him out in 4. And it turns out the reason they did it was because when he went into prison, it was in January, and when they'd written all of the guy had written out all of the forms, accidentally wrote that he'd come in on the January before, because he kept putting the dates of the year. like you do, you know, in January.
Yeah, yeah.
So.
Wow. And how many people died as a result of him getting out?
17.
That is amazing.
I've got another literal one.
Yeah, yeah. So I like that.
When you put your calendar up.
What if you've got one of those that's got an extra few months of the next year on from the previous year?
So.
Oh, fair enough, yeah.
All right, you know it's January when?
The Northern Hemisphere is midway through the time it spends with its rotational axis inclined toward the sun at 23.5 degrees.
You've been more literal than Mike.
I wanted Mike to say that, really.
Very good.
You're like a human Google. Except I'm not going to ask you for pictures of naked ladies.
Sally doesn't pay a tax either.
Ladies and gentlemen, that was January! What do you reckon, Death?
I don't know, it's very close, isn't it?
It is,
I think
everyone's
doing very well. I'll be honest with you, like, you know, Sally started off well with, you know, killing some children, but I feel like, you know, I could see some more from her. I think, you know, if you want to impress me on what gets your goat, I think it's your turn, Sally.
All right, Sally, Death wants you to dance. Ladies and gentlemen, Sally Ann Haywood.
What gets your goat?
People who make up food intolerances to give themselves something interesting about their... do my head in. Gluten. I don't mind celiacs, I might add. See, that's hard. If you're a celiac, you're allowed. Gluten intolerance. I said to this girl, how do you know you've got gluten intolerance? What I did is I sent a bit of my hair off to a magic lady. And she chanted to me from Devon. She said, with her crystals and her gut instinct. You've got a gluten intolerance. And that isn't how you find out, is it? You go to the doctor, someone who's actually trained with science for years and years and knows all about, but not somebody who has had a breakdown in the city. And feels like, I'm going to have to make some cakes and pretend I know about the body. And you go to the GP and you get a blood test and they give you the truth. I got a I was checked to see if I was wheat intolerant and I got my results back and it turns out I'm just intolerant. But that gets my goat. People who
I think we're going to get a lot of emailed complaints from people with allergies because they can be very sensitive.
Also, if they want to complain, send them my way. Think, oh, I feel bloated when I've eaten too much bread. Yeah, you've eaten too much bread. I'm bang with you. Bang with you. Good round.
Excellent. Right. Next round up is the future news round. We've got a headline. We've left the ending off. It's up to our panellists to fill it in. It's like blankety blank, but with the news and more swearing. So here we go, future news round. Queen confounds rumours of ill health by...
going to Millwall versus Watford in the FA Cup.
That's,
She's a bit Andy in there, firm, isn't she?
Stone Island on.
I love the idea of her kicking off on the terraces.
One wants some. Come and have a go if one thinks one's hard enough.
You're not waving anymore. You're going home in a golden carriage. Could do these all day.
I'll kill you like I killed my daughter-in-law.
It's not libel because it's a song. I think that's how it works. We may have to get some legal input on the edit of this, Weave. I don't know.
It's all right. We've got an eyewitness to corroborate it.
Eyewitness. So anyway, that radio-friendly advice is going really well. All right. Queen confounds rumours of ill health by...
popping out triplets.
It's the popping that does it for me. I imagine that's like shelling some peas.
They don't got any more.
Issuing new publicity photo, which turns out to be an old stamp.
Is it shedding her lizard skin with nominal effort? Or defiantly raising middle finger to Charles whilst doing a one-handed press-up.
And that is a beautiful place to end that question. Excellent. Next up, M1 motorway unexpectedly closed after...
people realise that no one wants to get to Leicester quicker.
Junction 9, when Luton and Dunstable finally go ahead with a suicide pact.
Becoming blocked by A&E queue.
George Michael tribute act falls out of speeding car.
Yeah, all right, let's move on. Labour Party shocked as Jeremy Corbyn plans to...
iron something.
Grab loads of pussy.
Can we all just take a moment to recover after...
He's actually had as many wives as Donald Trump, hasn't he? He's had like 3 wives.
Has he?
Yeah, yeah. He's a bit of a player.
I finally realised what's in his allotment now.
No wonder he never leaves it.
Oh, beautiful, beautiful. Any more? Labour Party shocked as Jeremy Corbyn plans to...
release hip-hop album with Lethal Bizzle.
Let's crack on with the next round. It's the quotes round. Our contestants fill in the blanks on a famous quote, and this time it's a movie special. Yeah, we all ready? All right, let's do this. They may take our lives, but they'll never take our blank.
Rubbish more than once fortnightly.
They may take our lives, but they'll never take our...
Facebook profiles, which will live long after our death.
I like that. Excellent. Let's see if we've got any more. Help me, Obi-Wan Kenobi, you're...
sexier as Ewan McGregor, but I keep thinking of Alec Guinness when I'm trying to crack one off to you.
Is that Obi-Wan Kenobi? Help me, Obi-Wan Kenobi, you're...
the only celebrity I've not asked to perform at the inauguration.
Beautiful. Help me, Obi-Wan Kenobi, you're...
Definitely the father. I've checked the dates and everything.
Excellent, excellent. Anyone got anything else you want to try and get in, or should we move on? No, all right, let's move on. If you build it, he will...
Keep the Mexicans out.
Anyway, if you build it, he will...
Say, yeah, all right, I'll play Jenga.
Mama always said, stupid is as stupid...
believes.
Mama says, stupid is as stupid...
You in a minute.
That's no, that... properly like a mom. That was yeah, excellent. I like that. Yeah, yeah, yeah. I like that a lot. Mama always said, stupid is as stupid...
becomes foreign secretary.
All right, see, I see we've got one final one on this one. The greatest trick the devil ever pulled was convincing the world...
that his marriage to Sunita was genuine and not to cover up his homosexuality.
For the tape, we'd like to point out that's not about anyone in particular. Thanks. That's the end of that round, ladies and gentlemen. What do you think, Death? How are you feeling?
I'm feeling good. Like, it's been, I think that was a good round. You know, I think it was solid consistency all the way through. I do want to see some gets my goats though.
Okay, all right. Well, let's do like a double eviction.
This is it. I can't pick from the two who haven't done them yet. I think you know they both did reasonably well. I reckon let's have them both.
All right.
I think we'll start with Peter, if that's all right.
Ladies and gentlemen, Peter Brush.
Well, I'm quite a mild-mannered individual. So generally not much, but what I don't like is I don't like how TV has led me on over the years to believe that life is going to be better than it was. because when I was growing up, I used to watch those high school comedies that are on American TV, and they used to make me think that when I was in high school, I'd be able to have sex with people. But I hate those programs anyway, because if you've ever watched them, they're always like Saved by the Bell and stuff. They're always played by people that are in their 20s and stuff like that on there, which is, you know, they look, you know, it's a bit like the internet, isn't it? There's a lot of people saying they're teenagers. but not actually, are they? So I just like the way that TV has sort of led me on over the So just TV really setting up the world to be more interesting than it genuinely and more, you know, well, just better than it is, really.
I like that. Okay. Yeah. And is that what gets your goat?
And that's what gets my goat. Yeah.
Excellent. Right. And who is...
Lovely
Kiri,
stuff, yeah.
Yeah. All right. Kiri Pritchard-McLean.
What gets your goat?
Like negative equity fry-up swaps. So I bloody love a full English, and in fact, our local one has just exploded, that cafe. That's why I used to... They had a chip fat pan fire. What year is it? but this cafe I used to go to, the Emerald Cafe, you know when you want to swap out on your breakfast, and you're like, can I not have a sausage, please? And they'll go, do you want us to give you more beans? And you're like, no, because that's not a fair fucking swap, is it? Beans does not equal sausage. And although there's a fucking idiot place in Manchester where you can have, instead of having mushrooms, you can have a hash brown. Absolute arseholes. So I think we should get some standardised system of swapping out for breakfast, like two bacons equals a sausage. Eggs is a real no man's land. Unless it's poached, and in which case I'm putting forward that's a slice of bacon. And then obviously that has got like tomatoes and then beans and mushrooms. This isn't a bit, by the way. This is just generally I've been thinking about in the car on the way over. So I think we need a standardised system. Otherwise it's a fucking wild west out there.
I
so
like that.
That is what gets my goat. Yeah.
So, on a personal... Sorry, go
so
on.
What you really don't like is negative egg-quity.
What bugs me on that is people in the late night chicken shop, not the posh one like KFC. People go to a rubbish late night chicken shop and stand there and go, oh, well, I'll have like three pieces of chicken. I'll have that one at the back, third row, like two across, and then that one at the front, and then that one over there. No, you don't get to pick your bits of chicken. It's not countdown. What do you think of those Gets My Goats?
I thought those Gets My Goats were very good. I thought it was very even until Peter made a terrible pun at the end. So, you know, I think Kerry nosed ahead during that. Right. Very, very well argued. Very logical. I agree with you. I don't agree with your rating system yet, but I think the basic principle is there. Like, two bacons for a sausage, you're fucking mental.
Oh, the problem is there's a lot of fine print in it because it depends what the sausage... If it's a Herbie sausage, then absolutely two bacons.
Yeah.
But if it's one of those ones that's just, like, grey kid meat, then no, absolutely not.
Yeah, I call them Blackpool sausages. No, I'm not eating in that place. I'm serving bloody Blackpool sausage.
I like the way that now in 2017 we're getting a bitterer argument over breakfast than Brexit. Our next round is New Year's resolutions, and we're going to start off with each of our contestants telling Death what their New Year's resolutions are. Oh, and host, seemingly. Fuck, well, I better think of one quite quickly then.
Yours is to get a bit of confidence in a chicken shop.
You see that? All right, Mike Newell, what's your New Year's resolution?
This is a recent problem that I've been having, sort of semi-addicted. It's going quite well. I've managed to nip it in the bud since New Year. My resolution is I've decided to give up Greg's festive bakes. So, I mean, it's quite easy because they took them off the shelf, to be honest. But I'm doing very well. I'd probably, you know, fall off the wagon maybe November.
That's a good willpower system you got there. All right. Peter Brush, what is your New Year's resolution?
It's taken me I'm wanting to do this for a few years, but I've not had the self-confidence to be able to do it. But I've decided this year I'm not going to get rushed at hand dryers in public toilets. That's just my hands, nothing else.
Excellent. All right. What do you think, Death?
Yeah, 10 out of 10. Perfect. Yeah. Great stuff.
There is a lot of social pressure, isn't there? Because there's like three or four sinks for men to ostensibly wash their hands. Yeah. But if you actually dry them, it takes so long. There's a queue of people behind you. You end up giving it 5-10 seconds and then wiping it on
your pissy
trousers.
Nothing worse than a lurker. Yeah. Nothing worse than a lurker behind you.
Yeah, it's idiot. Yeah, putting on like undue pressure.
Some of them are rubbish as well, aren't they? They're just pathetic dryers. Come on, get the Dyson in now, for God's sake.
I'm not doing it under a cold one, but maybe. I don't know, actually, I'll try.
Right, next up. Do any of our contestants have suggestions for New Year's resolutions for famous people?
Cliff Richard, remember to clear your search history.
Mick Jagger, finally tell Keith Richards he actually died in 1998.
He did and all.
Mine would be for Milton Jones to stop doing Mock the Week because I've extended my tour till autumn and really need a bit more telly over the summer to sell tickets.
Imagine being in the position where they could only have one of you on a panel show. That must be awful, guys.
It is. You wouldn't know what it's like.
I'm done.
Sorry, it's me.
You realise you're the host?
I kind of forgot. I was just delegating responsibilities to Death. Because you kind of lead a bit in this round, and I kind of forgot and thought you were going to move on to the hashtag round.
Well, shall we have a round of applause for the round first? Maybe I do need to fucking host this.
Let's have a round of applause for that round. Ladies and gentlemen, that was whatever round that was. Yay! Thank you. I feel like you're metaphorically holding my hand, which you'd think would be scary, but actually it's quite helpful.
Yeah, that's how I lull them.
Now we have the final round. It's the hashtag round. It's like that game on Twitter, but without an egg saying that you're fat and awful and unfunny. Hashtag worst celebrity endorsement.
David Cameron back bacon.
I'm not swapping that for a sausage.
Hashtag geography songs. For example, We Will Igneous Rock You.
I think I got this wrong. Back in the USSR.
That'll do. Yeah, you can do geographically, like, can I get to Widnes or something like that? That's perfect. You know. Take it whatever way you want to go with it.
No. Back in the USSR.
Yeah, I know. We were hoping you'd put some sort of comedic spin on it.
Yeah. I chose not to.
No, I got one more about coastal erosion. Smack my beach up.
Films that sum up 2016. So, #film 2016.
Final Destination, but with actors you've heard of.
I like that. #film 2016.
All About Leave.
Really good. Excellent. #film 2016. Any more?
Despicable He.
Excellent.
Psycho gets elected. Gonna build a wall-y.
I've got one more, and I tried to zing the last one, and I made such a show of myself. I'm reluctant to try it again.
Oh, go on, go on.
Right, okay, all right.
Come on, mate, you can do this.
Stanley Kubrick's A Cock Who's Orange.
Yeah. Got a lass, all right.
You're clapping, but you're kind of clapping like when the special kid finishes the marathon.
And then Trump immediately does an impression of them.
Next up, the world's shortest books. For example, Nigel Farage's Guide to Reggae. So, #, world's shortest books. What have we got?
Here's Wally.
That's a pamphlet.
Sam Allardyce, My Time as England Manager.
Is any more?
Woody Allen's book of older women's numbers.
Anyone got anything desperate to get out? Should we move on? We say this is one of the last, and I suspect you may all have quite a few on this. Let's have #, Tory musicals. What have you got, people?
Well, following Brexit, Grease 2.
Oh, very good. #, Tory musicals.
Miss Sign On. And Hello, Dolly.
The King and I are related.
Starlight replacement bus service.
#, Tory musicals.
The Book of Morons.
This might be the longest round we've ever done. Let's keep on going. #, Tory musicals.
How to succeed in business without really trying, because daddy owns it.
Excellent.
Phantom of the Opposition.
Zing. Any more? #, Tory musical.
I've got one.
Yeah.
Kiddie Fiddler on the Roof.
Nice. I was going to go for Fiddler on the Expenses. That's going to be my version. I did a few of these. I like this round. So, La La Land is just one of the many countries eager to sign a free trade deal with us. Have we got any more #, Tory musicals?
Charlie and the Chocolate Factory that's moved to Poland even though Kraft promised it would stay in Birmingham.
I think Peter's talking. #, Tory musicals.
The Rocky Horror rah, 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 picture show.
Ah, ladies and gentlemen, that is the end of that round. And that also brings us to the end of the show. So now...
Don't worry, I still get to kill someone.
Now it is time for the ultimate judge, Death, to decide who is taking with him across the River Styx.
Yep.
Give somebody the sweet release of leaving Derby, Death.
Yeah, this is the first time people have been queuing up to come with us.
Right. So what we'll do, if we could have a, drum roll, please. This stuff.
Tonight, the one who will die is Sally Ann Hayward. Yeah! I'm sorry, we're just not allowed to on a panel.
Thank you, Jeff. That is the end of the show. Round of applause for all your contestants. The late Sally Ann Hayward. The literal Mike Newell. Peter Brush and Kiri Pritchard McLean. Not McLean. I've been Gary Laney. Rob Mulholland has been Death. You've been lovely. Thank you, Derby. You've been great. Good night.
Are you not entertained? If so, why not subscribe, rate and review Panel Beaters by leaving a review on iTunes or wherever else you get your podcasts from. It really does help. Death is a dead ringer for Rob Mulholland. All the podcast production and technical wizardry is done by Richard Massara. The music is by bensound.com and the design by Ox. Panel Beaters is produced by Queeve McDonnell and the show was created by him and Gary Delaney. No comedians were harmed in the recording of this podcast, except for the one I killed, obviously.